Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat is schitterende dragers ter vooruitgang op hun pad niet het gewoon kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Met boter, kaas en eieren na apen van de kip of optellen.
Wint de kip, dan kijk je sip.
Maar ga je winnen, dan kan je zingen.
Kip, ik heb je, ha ha ha, hi ha hi ha ho.
Met kip, ik heb je leer je kinderen spelend concentreren. Voor 99 gulden in de speelgoedwinkel.
Now with Borg having held serve, Connors serving to save the match. Championship point. Praise to the gods.
Echte dorst, dan Canada Dry. We've got trouble. Service is prompt, efficient, and deadly.
We move in on Big's business and the money comes rolling in like waves on the shore.
Trouble man is mayhem. Rub him wrong and he'll blow up in your face.
This is T. Chalky's dead. Now I'm coming to get your honky ass.
Look out, cause trouble is here. He'll wash you away. You can count yourself out.
The Savage Seven.
Yeah, we're no different from anyone else. Except that we're honest about what we want. And what we want, we take.
Help me!
They live for the moment, for the hour, for every new sensation. Their storm of pleasure brings on a downpour of danger.
He raped and killed my daughter. I will kill all of you.
You want some action? You're just trying to cuff me to death.
They want a public servant who serves. Dirty O'Neill, the love life of a cop. Sometimes they're fun. Sometimes they're weird.
Winnie, I'm a police officer.
Sometimes they're ugly. But sometimes the biggest problems are the prettiest.
Follow you and we'll get you.
He's a dropout from a tough sicko club, a gang that lives, loves, and hunts trouble. A man searching for himself and finding others searching for themselves.
It takes a long, long time before you calm down all the way.
They reached for a new way of life, but some people didn't want them.
Dave, I didn't know we were going to bulldog no pigs here today.
You are beyond this limit. And you'll never see it again.
They're coming to get you.
You!
I'm almost certain that someone is after me. Someone in the house. From something that happened in my childhood. Do you believe in this sort of thing?
All that and much more.
They're coming to get you. They bear the mark of the devil inside them. They're coming to get you.
Oh, power of evil. She offers herself. Free her from fear.
A warning may come quite unexpectedly.
If you cannot reach home in 10 minutes, take cover in the nearest building. If there is no building nearby, try to find some solid cover. If there is no solid cover, lie flat in a ditch or a hole and cover your head, face and hands as fast as you can with some of your clothes. If you hear the fallout warning, seek the nearest and best cover as quickly as you can. But before entering the building or cover, brush or shake off any fallout dust you may have picked up and get rid of it. Change your outer clothing if you can. Stay undercover. When the all clear sounds like this, it means that you are safe from attack or fallout for the time being.
We gather on a day of profound joy, of soaring hope, of renewed faith, and above all, a day to give our deepest thanks to the Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It should now be clear to everyone throughout the region that decades of fomenting terrorism and extremism, jihadism and anti-Semitism have not worked. They've been a disaster. They've just killed. They've killed. From Gaza to Iran, those bitter hatreds have delivered nothing but misery, suffering, failure, and death. Through glory and heartache, we have built industries together, we have made discoveries together, we have confronted evil together, and we have waged war together, and perhaps, most beautifully of all, we have made peace together. And this week, against all odds, we have done the impossible and brought our hostages home. The God who once dwelled among his people in this city still calls us, in the words of Scripture, the turn from evil and do good Together we've shown that peace is not just a hope, that we can dream about, it's a reality. It's an incredible triumph for Israel and the world to have all of these nations working together as partners in peace. This is the day that people across the region and around the world have been working, striving, hoping, and praying for. With the historic agreement we've just signed, those prayers of millions have finally been answered.
The distal penis is enclosed in a rubber glove. An incision is made from above the penis and carried around the base of the penile shaft and down through the midline of the scrotum. The various structures of the penis are isolated and divided with care to leave enough of the urethra for drainage. The urethra is brought through the perineum below the scrotum and an opening is created for the passage of urine. The remaining tissue and skin are closed in layered sutures with drains placed in the scrotum and a catheter in the bladder. Amputation of penis radical. The physician also removes the lymph nodes in the groin areas. An incision is made from the pubic bone to the lateral pelvic bone, exposing the area for dissection. The fatty tissues bearing the lymph nodes are removed. The defect is covered by rotating one of the thigh muscles over the area and suturing it in place. The subcutaneous tissues and the skin are closed in layered sutures over drains placed in the...
Well, in many cases, it takes too long. They're backlogged. We're backlogged on all the equipment, which is something that's new to us a little bit. And I told those companies, you better get your ass going because we're selling you a lot of equipment. We're getting countries to buy your equipment. You got to produce the equipment.
I have to admit that I appreciate your directness, Daryl, and I will try and be as direct and honest with you as I possibly can be. I am positive that you are the most unattractive man I have ever met in my entire life. You know, in the short time we've been together, you have demonstrated every loathsome characteristic of the male personality and even discovered a few new ones. You are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid. You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell. You know, you're not even interesting enough to make me sick.
Murder and lingering death, deranged. For Mary, it was only the beginning. For Christine, it was already too late. For Dolly, the worst was yet to come. And only Mrs. Cobb knew what he was.
There is an inexorable force in the cosmos where time and space converge. A place beyond man's vision, but not his reach. It is the most mysterious and awesome point in the universe, where the here and now may be forever.
And my ship, you ask?
It is unavoidable, moving through space, swallowing everything in its path, radio waves, light.
Are you programmed to speak?
Even planets and stars.
Fire thrusters! That madman is headed straight for the black hole. What'll we do?
We wait. We got you. We got you.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Now.
Gravity's transferred in.
My God, I think it's got a
man.
Larger and larger numbers of junior high and elementary students are consumers of rot. The younger the listener, the more unsettled that listener is in terms of identity and values, then to that degree the music moves from the role of reinforcer into the role of educator. Recently, an album was released by the band called Frankie Goes to Hollywood, entitled Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. On the liner sleeve, this quote appeared: "Manipulation of children's minds in the field of religion or politics would touch off a parental storm and a rash of congressional investigations. But in the world of commerce, children are fair game and legitimate prey." That quote would be equally true if you inserted the word media in place of the word commerce. You see, if your minister taught your children to hate you and violently attack you, you would organize to have him removed from your church. If your child's school teacher encouraged your children to participate in sadomasochism or other types of sexual perversions, you'd seek to remove that teacher. If your elected officials advocated the abuse of alcohol and drugs and encouraged your children to use them, you would not likely re-elect that official. However, the rock musician comes into your home, does all this and more, and you let him. parents have made the mistake of demanding that their children just turn that thing down rather than tuning in to what their children are listening to. Parents in most cases are uninformed about the messages, the values, the philosophies being presented to their children by the rock musicians. You as a parent care about what your children are watching and listening to. You care about the information that's made available to your children without your knowledge. For that reason, when you find out what is available to your children in record stores across this country, and when you understand the messages being pressed upon your children by the lyrics and lifestyles of the rock performers, you'll become a part of the parental storm of protest.
Magnificent! You've never seen anything till you've seen the sun through the rings of Saturn.
Astronaut Stephen West was returning from outer space. But something terrible had happened.
Remember now, his mind is so completely decomposed.
We've got to find him.
He's going to need human cells to live on.
Stephen West had turned into the incredible melting man.
And the more he kills, the longer he's going to live.
The incredible melting man.
Our galaxy is split into two warring factions. Our own and the one ruled by the evil count from the League of the Dark Worlds.
A serene collection of volcanic mayhem, world domination, and the art of trying new things. Because today we set our sights upon the most noble goal of all, destroying the entire planet. By causing a global pollution crisis and sinking humanity into the sea, we can once and for all solve the environment. Given our goal is complete and utter planetary destruction, we need someone capable of melting forests, fossil fuels, and the polar ice caps.
Welcome to the United States of America. You can consider us friends.
Facing six other random nations, we're also on apocalypse mode, which I'll explain later, which preceded our discovery of something that would doom human civilization, government, allowing us to adopt smart policies like urban planning, surveys, and becoming a god king. After receiving a free builder from tribals, because we're playing on apocalypse mode, natural disasters are now ordinary occurrences. With enough CO2, every tile will flood, destroying each civilization all at once. But who would be psychotic enough to do that? Screw you, I've got money and my scouts to flank. Hey barbarians, your mother was an Unga Bunga. By pelting people with rocks, we awoke the fundamental question of the human race. How can we hurt the people we don't like even more? As additional barbarians funneled into the prehistoric meat grinder, we press-ganged our club-wielding 4chan users forward and evicted the Homo sapien opposition. Our society had also rapidly advanced, now learning to use our feces to draw on walls. With the Grand American Empire having advanced so greatly, it made sense we'd also entered the classical era under a golden age. This meant we could dedicate ourselves to one of four bonuses for the coming era: science, culture, architecture, or religion. And given our great American roots, it's time for the exodus of the evangelicals. Ushering us into the new age was developing political theory, which we gained by invading our neighbor. American philosophy at its finest. Here we could reform our government, becoming a classical republic, oligarchy, or my personal favorite, totalitarian autocracy. You can never go wrong if there's nobody to disagree. They don't want peace, they want problems.
Hatred against us? What do you have? You have nothing. You are nothing. You are wickedness. You are jealousy. You are envy. You are hatred. You are nothing. You can build nothing. You can produce nothing. You can create nothing. We are the ones who build. We are the ones who create. We are the ones who lift up humanity. You cannot defeat us. You cannot slow us. You cannot stop us. You cannot deter us. We will fight that much harder because of what you did to us. You have no idea. The dragon you have awakened, you have no idea how determined we will be to save this civilization, to save the West, to save this republic. I'd rather see because our children are strong, and our grandchildren will be strong, and our children's children's children will be strong. And what will you leave behind? Nothing. Nothing.
The one thing I got from Hitler was the idea of the Nazi youth. I believe in the motley youth. The youth of today are the leaders of tomorrow. They're young. They can be brainwashed and programmed.
We have determination.
A young fan of the Crew sent this letter to one of the rock magazines. Since I became a Motley Crue fan, my life has changed for the better. I have started to shout back at my mother. If she tells me to do something, I don't do it. If she tells me not to do something, I do it. I have started drinking, Jack Daniels of course, smoking, going to all-night parties, and doing unmentionable things with my male friends. Thanks to the Crew, I have a new attitude toward life.
The most devastating device the mind of man has yet created. It travels on land and in the sea. It tunnels through the earth. Its crew, all supermen with super weapons, can freeze their enemies and enslave them. Fire and fear are the gods of terror on the hidden continent. No thing, no man, no adventure can match the nine amazing wonders nor the massive powers of its allegoric destroyer. Wonders that challenge the imagination.
A threatened attack has begun. The United Nations has set up a defense headquarters to cope with the new empire's aggression.
Flying saucers. You will know terror that panics the world.
Admiral Kusumi, I am Agent number 23 of the Mu Empire. This earthquake is not accidental.
Go forth, Zeron. Strike terror into the hearts of all Earthlings. Destroy man once and for all.
Will man discover Dr. Gori's secret base in time to thwart his evil plan to gain control of the planet Earth? Will man be able to rescue Rita from the clutches of the Ape Man? And what will happen when Dr. Gori's hideous new monster, Zeron, confronts the next exciting...
This machine utilizes X-ray, ultraviolet, and alpha, beta, and omega rays.
This man is a killer. Mad with dreams of fantastic power.
We're conducting experiments requiring fissionable materials.
That's atom bomb stuff. The government has that locked up tighter than Fort Knox.
You work for us faithfully, or you be turned over to the authorities.
I understand there's a reward of $5,000 on your head.
No money is safe. No man is safe. Nothing stops the amazing transparent man. Into army guarded secret government vaults he goes, stealing their material, holding in his unseen hands the key to world power. But the amazing transparent man wants first vengeance.
At midnight on New Year's Eve, the SS Poseidon, caught in a violent Mediterranean storm, is struck by a 90-foot tidal wave and capsized. On the morning of the following day, a salvage crew and a special rescue squad board the doomed ship.
The fire must have been started by the last explosion. More could come any time.
They discover that she holds three secrets, a billion-dollar treasure, a deadly cargo of plutonium,
Stoppen van zekere stukken en openbare redenen. Vooral in de kleinere en kleinste
versen.
Er is betrekkelijk zelden ingegrepen, een jaar lang. Er is gewaarschuwd, er is gewezen op het feit dat de schrijvers met vuur spelen. En dan heeft men maar weer afgewacht. Het werd niet anders. De zogenaamde vrije mening zocht 100 slinkse wegen om het even... of de volksgemeenschap daardoor in gevaar kwam. En daar gaat het juist om. Een werkelijke vrije mening, een werkelijke vrije pers heeft ook Nederland nooit gehad. Ook niet in volle vredestijd. Maar daar wil ik vanavond niet nader op ingaan.
Geachte luisteraars. Mijn maandagse politieke weekpraatje valt ditmaal samen met een verjaardag van Mussert. Den leider der nationaal-socialistische beweging in Nederland. Het is niet mijn taak over Mussert's persoonlijkheid en loopbaan te spreken of te schrijven, zolang dit heel wat beter kan geschieden door medestrijders voor de nieuwe tijd, die reeds van de eerste jaren af in zijn naaste omgeving hebben mogen verkeren. Met de spreker van de politieke weekpraatjes en over de brandende kwesties, zou daarom toch niet gaarne ontbreken in de rij der Nederlandse nationaalsocialisten die op deze 11e mei getuigen van hun bewondering en hun aanhankelijkheid. Hier is de leider der NSB en die daarbij de hoop uitspreken dat het hem spoedig gegeven mogen zijn als hoogst geplaatste vertegenwoordiger van ons volk daden te kunnen tonen die bewijzen zullen dat grote beloften ook worden ingelost. Het is een zo groot geluk dat in zulke tijden een eerlijk en rechtschapen man als Mussert de strijd aanvoert. Een gaaf karakter en een helderziende geest. In de perswereld, waarvan ik wel zeggen mag dat ze mij vertrouwd is, lopen heel wat veteranen en jongeren rond die van beroepswege moeten schrijven over de samenhang der dingen op het gebied van de binnenlandse of van de buitenlandse politiek en die toch in bijna dagelijkse beschouwingen en overzichten er zelden of nooit in geslaagd zijn met zoveel helderheid en met een zo vooruitziende blik in één enkel hoofdartikel de situatie binnen en buiten onze grenzen te schetsen als de ingenieur Mussert in zijn redevoeringen of in het weekblad Volk en Vaderland. Toen enige jaren geleden een nieuwe druk verscheen van het Duitse handboek der wereldpers en de uitgevers in Berlijn mij vroegen wie naar mijn mening in aanmerking kwam om in het hoofdstuk Nederland met zijn naam, portret en levensbeschrijving als vooraanstaand journalist te worden opgenomen.
Do you want this ship? These people have come a long way. And all they want right now is to get the hell out of here alive.
I can't let you go now.
Courage beyond endurance. Suspense beyond excitement.
I have the documents, Karen.
What the hell?
How difficult would it be to reprogram the drone?
4 o'clock, Joseph. Here it comes.
There's an armed phantom, and he's coming right for us.
我天上有天上来，不由风海，不自高堂，明镜飞白发，朝如君子，梦成雪，人生不变，双尽，不留到海不复回，君不见高堂，明镜飞白发，朝如青丝，梦成雪，人生的春润，莫知今春空对月，天生我才必有勇气，金山断云覆，我天上有天上一人，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到海，不留到
Ausgerechnet werden das Mädchen mit Grabschritt rausgeschmissen, komm, mein Freund.
Du weißt nicht, wie du vor
dir hast. Und du hast es gleich hinter dir, mein kleiner Halbvetter. Das artet ja in Arbeit aus hier.
Ich kann nicht sehen. Wo bin ich?
Das zeige ich dir gleich, du.
Diese Schande! Da wird man von seinem eigenen Rauschmeißer rausgeschmissen.
Oh. Shut up, you cocksuck. You talk too much. Shut up.
Wait, let me kiss the ring. Let me kiss your ring.
You know what you're gonna kiss? You're gonna kiss my prick, you fucking rat.
Oh, Jesus, you fuck you!
What's the matter, boss? You can't hold your liquor, huh?
Oh, shit! What the fuck with my balls?
Kiss your prick. It's dripping down the stairs.
You fuck you.
Move, man. What's the matter? You can't hold your liquor, huh?
Oh, shit! What the fuck? Oh, shit! What the fuck with my balls?
Kiss your prick. It's dripping down the stairs.
You scumbag.
Weiß gedrückt, jede Stunde kostet mich viel Geriebenes. Dann wird er auch noch Rauschmeißer in meinem eigenen Lokal. Das überlebe ich nicht.
Die Patsche hat Schmerzen.
Er nimmt sich alles so zu Herzen. Das Ganze ist eine absolute Konspiration. Eine Bananentranspiration.
Wenn du mich nicht mitgenommen hättest, hätte ich barfuß im Emergency Systems. Here we go. There's not going to be any evacuation.
Another non-believer. Won't they ever learn? Only this guy's problem is a small matter of a very active volcano.
This thing's a powder keg. Oh, yeah, I think that's... damned irresponsible conclusion on your part.
Passion in Paradise. That's some kiss. Passion that really sparks. They were all having a good time when time ran out.
Are you...
Do some rating on the album covers. People could pick up those album covers. They know what's happening.
Even Conway Twitty, the country music artist, he said, there's no doubt in my mind that we are contributing to the moral decline of America. Well, why do we want to continue to encourage the moral standards in America to drop? We want to see people sing about positive values, things that would lift up society, positive godly values, the Ten Commandments, bringing back some of the things that this country really was founded on.
Don't go away. The Peters Brothers will be back right after this.
Are you ready for Truth About Rock? Truth About Rock, the rock music seminar that has swept the nation. The Peters Brothers seminars and bonfires have drawn press attention from coast to coast. Watch as they expose the flip side of the rock industry, the world of double meanings and double standards, backward masking and backward morals. Over $5 million worth of rock and roll has been burned after these seminars. Don't miss Truth About Rock.
Out of the atomic war came the perfect man, the humanoids, man's own creation. Physically and mentally perfect, created to serve their masters, men and women. But could man compete with this creation, the perfect man?
You love that machine?
I love Pac. He's dedicated to keeping me happy. And I am happy.
The robots are machines. They must be made to look like machines.
The perfect man, created by man, becomes man's worst enemy. The humanoids, the perfect man.
Brain, it's gone.
That's not all. The entire spinal cord is missing.
But it's incredible.
It's as if some mental vampire at work.
Does it come from another country or another world? This terrifying menace that G2 must destroy before it's too late. How can they stop this invisible force whose only warning is a weird, blood-chilling sound? Only two people still alive can help this agent find the answers. The girl who could be a spy, and the scientist who could be the destroyer of the entire human race.
We're facing a new form of life that nobody understands. I believe it feeds on the radiation from your atomic plant, and that it's evil.
You've got to stop them.
There's only one way, shut down your atomic plant.
If I can get through, I can blow up the control room.
Life, consciousness, a machine?
It intends to put itself section by section into orbit around the Earth.
Get the Pentagon. Class A emergency. The rocket has just been entered by a robot.
You have 58 hours. If at the end of that time you have failed to supply the required information, the boy will be destroyed.
Dr. Marineau, you have been informed of the situation. My robot is already in space, and your son is completely in his hands. Marineau, I direct your attention toward the television screen. You and your wife will remain here, and you will be obliged to look and listen. Are you ready, robot?
Ready, master.
Good. You may begin with his eyes.
Radio 9000, 9000, officer in trouble.
When you got the biggest ripoff of the decade in the murder Police. Capital of the world, you've got more than trouble. You've got disaster.
As of this moment, I am your candidate for governor.
It's gonna get solved, or the town's gonna explode.
There was no police protection. Now, if it'd been a white affair, wouldn't you have had a half dozen cops on duty?
You're gonna take a slug at me and make it good.
I'll do better than that.
No matter what happened, he loses. Sergeant Jesse
The Antichrist has spoken!
You're accused of
the will of the church, the will of Christ, and the will of his most holy representative, Cardinal Richelieu. And in resisting officers of the crown in the pursuance of their duty, you are also guilty of treason. You are unrepentant heretics. There is no act more vile. You are traitors. You'll be executed. Now!
God has revealed to me that these good sisters are rattled with a fever that torments the body of Sister Jeanne. The evil in her flesh has infected the young and innocent bodies of her charges. Sin can be caught as easily as the plague.
If Father Barre is right, my good sisters, you may save yourselves yet. You would not be the first to see the light.
You are tainted! The devil is in your flesh! The evil spirit of Grandier has taken possession of your souls! Now you resist him, but soon he will have his way! You will scream! You will blaspheme! You will no longer be responsible for your actions! Denounce your devilish master, Grandier! And we will save you!
This was the sixth attempt on the life of the president. In desperation, the OAS terrorist hired a professional killer.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime job. Whoever does it can never work again.
How much do you want?
$500,000.
What?
In cash.
I'd like to know how you expect us to find $500,000 so quickly.
A desperate plan. Nothing left to chance. Every chilling detail. Time to the second.
Commissioner Berthier, we're in trouble on this one, since not even the OAS know who he is. Action Service can't destroy him. Territorial surveillance can't pick him up at the border because they don't know what he looks like.
An unparalleled manhunt. A determined and relentless killer. Impossible to know. Impossible to stop.
He's vanished. I don't think we really ever had any idea what kind of man you've been pursuing.
Excuse me.
This is as close as most people ever get to the CIA. But you're going a lot closer to a top secret briefing inside. Gentlemen, this is Gerald Cross. In the 30 years he's been with the agency, Cross has become too good. He knows too much. Cross is to be eliminated. This is Scorpio. CIA experience, 4 years. He's good because Cross trained him. He's also Cross's friend. His assignment, eliminate Cross.
I want Cross. And I want him burned.
How bad is he want?
All the way.
So long, brother of mine. You've got 30 seconds to live. McLeod wants me dead.
I'll have to go deep, so you won't hear from me for a while.
When the agency wants to get rid of someone, they do it. Even when it's their best.
Clear the area immediately.
Where's Cross?
Come and check up on it, Jim.
We can't all miss, mister.
Why don't you go home?
If you get Cross, you get his job.
In some positions, the basic in and out movement can be varied, in that the penis is in the vagina at a slight angle, pressing harder against one section than against the rest of the vagina. These movements can be coordinated by the two partners in any one of a number of ways. together, both partners can move inner and outer, pulling away from each other at the same time. Relatively inexperienced men and women should be careful when they do this, and that the penis can draw out of the vagina. Another way is for the man to perform the sexual motions while the woman rests, and then the woman can do this to the man while he relaxes. This can be done in almost any position. There is no reason why the one on top can't rest or the one on bottom moves, for instance. Although many couples never think of trying this. Or one partner can use one type of movement while the other uses another. For example, the woman on her back can use a circular hip rotation while her man drives up and down, in and out of her. The extent of movement can also be varied. The man will move forward and backward for the most part so that he will experience the friction on the head of his penis. The depth of penetration may vary. Even with the same direction of movement being used, he may drive his shaft deep into his woman, or he might make only a shallow penetration. A woman may rotate her hips in a wide, full arc, or she might use a tight little circular movement. I present my body as a living. The speed of movement is an important key to variety in the course. Basically, there are four speeds, and each has its place.
Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you.
Very fast.
I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. I declare I have a free passage for my prayers to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. I come into agreement with the supreme good of heaven. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, war from this plane and realm. I declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke. Open every portal and assign angels to reinforce me as I advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms and territories.
Vermetele onwetenden, weet dan dit. Wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
Vermeet uw onwetenden, weet dan dit. Wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
Today, I'm getting sick. I haven't smoked meth, I'm starting to lose my shit. Withdrawals are a motherfucker, but I have no money. People laugh at me and think this shit is so funny. I ain't smoked in a few hours and I'm going through hell. I'm yelling at cars driving by on the road, can't you tell? I've been looking for some money for my fix. But I think the day is the day that I gotta suck dick. I went to the plug's house and knocked on his door. He opened it up and I asked him if I can get some more. He told me, yeah, how much do you want? I said, enough, that will keep me up. He said, okay, I got you. And he went to the back so he can weigh out a bag of some twack. He came back with the meth, asking for the cash. I told him I have no money, but I'll suck your dick for that bag. I'll suck your dick for that. I'll suck your dick for that. He told me, boy, what the fuck is wrong with you? I told him I need some meth. What is the issue? He told me, don't do anything of that nature. So I told him he was nothing but a hater. I told him, come on man, let me suck your dick for a bag. I said, shit, I will even let you hit me from the back. He said, fine, so I got on my knees and started blowing away. I'm finally happy that I got me some meth to smoke today. I went to the plug's house and knocked on his door. He opened it up and I asked him if I can get some more. He told me, yeah, how much do you want? I said, enough, that will keep me up. He said, okay, I got you. And he went to the back so he can weigh out a bag of some twack. He came back with the meth, asking for the cash. I told him I have no money, but I'll suck your dick for that bag. Ooh, I'll suck your dick for the meth. Ooh, I'll suck your dick for that.
So the fuck what? If you're feeding for the shit, you would be sucking dick too. You would be getting on your knees too and beat a throat dope in order to get some smoke. I went to the plug's house and knocked on his door. He opened it up and I asked him if I can get some more. He told me, yeah, how much do you want? I said, enough, that will keep me up. He said, okay, I got you. And he went to the back so he can weigh out a bag of some twack. He came back with the meth, asking for the cash. I told him I have no money, but I'll suck your dick for that bag. I'll suck your dick for meth. I'll suck your dick for meth.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Van grootheid, roem en kracht, van macht en van gerechtigheid. voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood, er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draait. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Coming, baby. I said the train is coming now. I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now.
So long I've been waiting, waiting for you. Oh yeah. Now the time has come when it's between me and you. Oh love. I said the train is coming, baby.
Baby, I said the train is coming now. I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now.
Every day I pray for this little hour. Now the time has come, and I want you to stand by me. Because the train is coming, baby, and we are leaving on the train, and we will roam this land where we all will be free. Lord,
I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now. I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now.
my love, my love, my love. Now don't look so sad in the party. Forget your troubles until tomorrow. Don't be upset in the party.
Ongemerkt zijn we in de soundcheck gekomen van Teranga. Met dat echo.
Oké.
Hallo? Zie je ja.
Hello guys.
Michel.
Hello Bert.
Hello.
Je moet je steek starten.
Alright.
Wie
is jij? Je moet voorstak echo.
Pardon.
I talk to Lamin. I say him, Yo is not present yet.
Exactly, because he will be dead shortly.
Yeah. Ik denk dat je nu al wil opnemen en niet gewoon over anderhalve minuut. Any moment.
Good, how are you?
Great. All right. I'm going to start the beginning tune in 20 seconds. And then we're going to begin.
Okay, no problem. talk about, I talk to Lamin, I tell him the program is not starting yet.
Mm-hmm.
We have to wait some minutes.
Any moment.
Before starting.
Live streaming is on.
Grit.